Good afternoon. How we doing?
Good. Right, how are you?
Good. He did a nice job. We kind of increased his workload a little bit this week. But he's done a nice job for the past couple days.
You have a good handle on what you want to do in terms of like game plan, playbook, all those things. I know rehabbing sometimes guys can get behind.
Oh, yeah. They've all been dialed in, the whole quarterback group. Billy's done a great job with them. And, you know, we quiz and ask them all questions throughout all the film studies and the meetings and everything. So it's not just directed always towards one guy. I mean, obviously there's a main focus with Brock and everything, but we like to keep everyone involved and ask them a lot of questions and all the drill work they do out here, so they've all done a nice job.
Generally, how did you feel the offense performed last Sunday?
I think they did a nice job for the most part throughout the game of moving the ball up and down the field, you know, starting fast in both the first and second half. We got to finish drives in the red area and, you know, score some touchdowns there. That was a disappointing thing on a couple of those drives there. But I think, you know, we were balanced throughout the game and did what we wanted to do. You know, unfortunately, we had a couple drops in one series, and then we had a turnover towards the end of the game, but I think they were pretty efficient.
What did you see from Emmanuel?
That's who Emmanuel is. You love to see him back healthy and the way he played. He worked so hard. You know, from the very first day we came out here during the offseason program, he's a stud. He's a true pro, regardless of the situation, whether it's practice, training camp, preseason game, a regular season game. He only knows how to play the game one way. And he comes out here and busts his tail every day. So it was great to see him dominate the game the way he did last week. So very happy for him, and he deserves to have games like that.
How do you think Allen looked in his second start at right tackle this year?
Did a nice job. They really did a nice job, I think. The entire offensive line, you know, no sacks. The way we ran the football, we were very efficient. A number of those from the very first play, the pocket we had. But the whole entire group, I think, did an outstanding job to let Brock get back there and do what he had to do and the efficiency we had running the football.
How do you think Brock's handled this where he was the backup, now he's the guy, and now there's a lot of talk about Paxton and what his future might hold? How have you seen Brock deal with all this? It's kind of a weird 2-3 weeks for him.
Brock's done a great job. And it doesn't surprise me at all the way he played last week, the way he's prepared. Early in the year, all he wanted to do was help Trevor. He's a true pro. He understood the situation he was coming into to be the backup here. And so I think, you know, he came in the first game in Philadelphia, and he was a lot better last week. I think he'll continue to improve the more time he plays with the guys we have here. And he's done a really nice job. And, you know, you love his leadership and the way he runs practice out here. The way he demands certain things, the way we prepare inside, out here, you know, always interacting with the entire offense, not just a certain group, but, you know, bringing things up in the film study and telling guys, hey, what do you think about this situation? Here's what I think, talking to Matt up front. So he's a great communicator with the entire offense, and I'm really pleased with the way he's played.
There's been some up and down elements to it, but what have you thought of just Garrett Bowles' rookie season and how he's kind of progressed and been inconsistent?
I think a typical rookie season. For Garrett, just, you know, there's a learning curve. There's the first time you play against certain players. You kind of build that book on, you know, the notes about how a certain guy pass rushes, how he plays the run. But I think he's only going to get better with time. And there's nothing like experience in this league. And he's a young player that's got a bright future. And I think he'll tell you, hey, there's plenty of snaps every game that he can improve on. But he's working extremely hard.
Isaiah and D'Angelo obviously haven't gotten much involved with the offense. What's the challenge as a rookie, like, coming in? What's the biggest thing, the hurdle that they've faced to kind of prevent them from, obviously some depth, but it's prevented them from being able to kind of help more this year?
Well, I think it's a very talented group ahead of them, you know, like you mentioned on the depth chart, number one. But like any young player, any rookie, you've got to master the system and all the little details. You no longer can come from, you know, like you could in the college game, and just because you're better than the guy in front of you. This, you're playing against the best every week, so you got to master all the little techniques, the details, the speed of the game, you know, mastering the system so that when audibles are made at the line of scrimmage or at the last second, or a front changes, you know, for a back, you know, protection scheme changes because all of a sudden they slide to a front. You got to know all those things. So, like I mentioned with Garrett earlier, it's nothing like experience and reps in a system at this level.
How's Cody Latimer come along the last few weeks?
Done a nice job, you know, especially in the Philadelphia game. Made two big catches for us. You know, Brock put the ball out there. He went up there and high-pointed the ball, made the plays, but he's made the most of his opportunities.
With Derby and Hyerman dealing with injuries, are you concerned at all about the tight end position?
Yeah, we'll make adjustments. That's every week. You got to think about your the guys who are active, and you kind of adjust your game plan accordingly and use different personnel groups. But we'll be right.
Is Paxton throwing well enough to play in a game? Because he's told me it's more need to be if he could take a hit, which you wouldn't be able to determine out here necessarily. But is he throwing, progress throwing enough?
Yeah, he's done a nice job in practice, yeah.
Okay. Mike, you've been able to solve problems you've had in the past. Why does the red zone continue to be such an issue?
Well, I think there's a precision that you have to have in the red area. And depending on what you call or how we call it, at certain times, if you don't have a successful play on first down, and even take it like last week, we took two shots on second down. It was incomplete. Now you're in third and long. Is it a missed throw? Is it a breakdown in protection? Some things are covered. That's also part of it at times. So there's a number of different things for each play. There's a different reason. I think everybody understands that we have to be more efficient and finish drives because it changes games. It's those 4-point plays. It's one little – and it's not always third down down there. There's a time where, hey, maybe we try to, take a shot. Well, hey, he's covered. Let's just check it down. Do the next best thing so you kind of stay ahead and down a distance and not have as many third and longs. We've had some penalties that have been costly throughout the year down there. And then we've missed plenty of opportunities too. So, and I could, put them in better situations also. So it's everybody.
The talk was about how this would be good for Trevor. What have you seen in him kind of resetting, and if he had to play again in the game, what would you expect to see different?
Well, we sat down, we first made the decision, and we moved on and went with Brock, and I sat down with Trevor and said, listen, you've got to learn from it. I mean, he's got a bright future in this league. He's going to play for a long time in the NFL. And it's a humbling business, and it's hard. It's tough to make those decisions as a staff, but you move on as a player and you got to learn from it. And I think he's handled it the right way the past couple weeks. I think the great thing about it is when we first got here, we talked to the entire quarterback group and say, hey, we're a unit. We're going to play. We're going to support one another. Obviously, we were going through the competition in the offseason program through training camp and say, we're all in this together and we're going to work extremely hard together. We're going to learn from each other. We're going to help each other out. We're committed. It's a team game. And I think they've all the whole entire group, through the changes that have happened, through the offseason program, training camp, through the season, they've all done a great job. But Trevor will learn from it. He'll bounce back, and, he's looking at his chops for his next opportunity.
What have you seen from Austin Traylor out here? It seems like he may be the next guy up if Hireman or AJ can't go.
Well, I think if everybody, anyone who's here out here in training camp, I think you saw Kyle and Austin hook up more often than not. It might have been the number one connection throughout all training camp. And every time Kyle was in there, you always said, okay, where's 86? Is he out there? Okay, that's probably where the ball's going to go. But he's done a great job, and in the role that he's been in, up to this point in time this season, he just does what we ask him to do, whether it's in the kicking game, whether it's a look team for the defense, or he's stepped in and taken plenty of reps on offense. He just does it one way. He works extremely hard. So very pleased with where he's at.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.